It's a gang of outside, I feel like Malcolm X, running plays like a inside of the U.S. Who at the door? Shawty got me in the bed like house arrest. Who at the door? Had to hit it doggy style like DMX.
Vocalo Radio, Chicago's only urban alternative, 91.1 FM. In the studio with us, Pivot Gang. Hello.
Church.
How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing good.
It's been a minute since I've seen you last,
It's been a while.
It feel good out here, you know what I'm saying? It's got a little cold, so I ain't been up to Vocalo when it's cold, though.
I was going to say, I haven't seen y'all in the winter wear. You got the beanies, the puffer jackets.
We layered up, we Chicago through and through, so we know what time it is.
You're ready? This one's supposed to be a cold one.
Yeah, you ain't gotta say it like that though.
Polar vortex again. You guys ready?
Last time we shot a video on that.
Really?
Yeah.
We got
Jason Statham video. Shot in the polar vortex.
Yes. Was it really? Can you describe how cold it was? How cold were you guys?
All right, so I'm gonna put it like this. Think about it like this.
I'm scared.
No. It's good. You go outside and you ever been stepped in the snow and then it go like to knee deep.
No.
Okay.
Look, check it out. You know, like when you step in the snow and a little bit get in your boot.
Yeah. It's like
that. Feel on your ankle.
Yeah.
Imagine that on your whole body, like consistently, though. You know what I'm saying? It was intense. It was
but
a
good
lot.
Good memories, right? You guys have the memories.
It's a video, so,
from the polar vortex. Of course, you guys did our summer finale. What was that? Was that a year ago, 2 years ago?
How long was that? I have no idea.
That time, was a minute ago.
I'm honest. Does not exist.
One year ago.
Last year, we had a great time.
That was fun. That was like one of my funnest Chicago memories.
It was a ball. Yeah. I definitely enjoyed that.
At the end, when it was all of Pivot, and then who else was up there with you? Marquise Hill,
Kaina.
Kaina was there.
The band, and you guys all just jammed together. It was just like watching a jam. That was really, really fun.
You know? Yeah, it was like a Chicago variety pack,
The Chicago gumbo, you feel me?
Right? And you never know. Box of chocolates. You don't know what you're going to get.
You never know.
You don't know what you're going to get. We're here to talk about an event you have coming up.
Yes.
This is going to be Friday, November 28th over at Metro for John Walt Day.
Yes, indeed.
After the Pivot Gang rapper John Walt was killed, unfortunately, in 2017 at the age of 24, his friends began what has now become an annual tradition, a tribute concert that is a celebration of Walt's life and legacy, offering up solo and group sets in honor and remembrance. And 100% of the ticket sales go to the John Walt Foundation, which was launched by Saba and Walt's mother and offers mentorships and scholarships to young artists here in Chicago.
I said indeed.
Oh, indeed? I thought you could say, and then you guys, you guys have been doing this for a few years now.
8 years.
Is it just normal every year? You're like, okay, we got to get ready for John Walt. We got to get our sets ready.
To be honest, we prepare every year kind of the same way. It's like we meet up at the same spot and...
we just worked the show out. It's a good time. For a couple years, it was probably like 2 or 3 years in there that we didn't have it. So like
it's like
cool
the sixth
to get
one.
Back to like doing it in a more consistent manner. So it always feel good around the time because we know we're gonna see like all our family and friends, especially since it's around the holidays. So like it kind of works out in both ways as far as like us putting on a great show and also just being around a bunch of people that we haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah, getting a chance to see everybody after, having a long year of just putting out music, hitting the ground running, touring and all that stuff. It's like, it feel good to just come back home.
Now, previous John Waltz, you guys sometimes give fans a treat and you'll do some unreleased music, some music fans have never heard. Could we expect some of that this year?
Oh, that's factually happened.
Oh, it is.
We got a gift bag for you.
You'll probably hear more new Pivot than old Pivot.
Way more new Pivot.
Wow.
Unreleased. It ain't even touch nobody ears but ours.
We love an exclusive.
And God.
Yeah. We love an exclusive.
You should have brought something with us.
Next time. Well, you could stop by anytime. When it comes to John Walt Day, again, this is going to be next Friday, November. It's already November 28th next week.
That's crazy.
I know you guys all work on your solo careers and stuff, and you guys are like all around the country now. How important is it for you guys to make time for this every year?
This, to be honest, for me, is like this is one of the most important things, because we get to do what we naturally love to do, which is give back to Chicago's community. You know, we come up in the community aspect. So just holding it down, showing Chicago we care, pulling up for the youth, because this mainly all go back to the youth. You know, it's like we believe in the next generation that's coming up, and you know, they skill set, what they capable of, want to make sure that they got everything they need. So yeah, we just try to make sure that this show is like, you know, it's a standout every year. If we got to pull a bunch of hats out the trick out our bag, then we will. You know, this is very important though, because Walt also means so much to us. He's one of the core reasons, you know what I'm saying, why I still do it right now, because you know what I mean, I've always just seen just his drive and ambition, you know, and that's always rubbed off on all of us.
Yeah, to piggyback off that, it's definitely one of those moments of the year, though. It's, we look forward to it every time. Not only do we get to give back, like he said, but we also get to put on a show, and that's what we love to do. We love to perform. We love to showcase the skill set, and we always have some kind of cool kind of set to it. We don't just get up there and rap. So I'm looking forward to seeing, you know what I'm saying, the reaction to whatever we got coming this year.
I know seeing you guys perform and then also seeing you guys just hang around and live life and get ready for shows, it definitely is a brotherhood between you guys. So everyone's going to be there, right? We got Fresh Waters in here. We got Mello. And then, you know, Saba's going to be there, right? Day-Day, the whole crew.
The whole gang.
Joseph going to be there. Yep.
Chillums. And so the whole crew's going to be there. Are there going to be any surprise guests coming through on John Walt Day?
I mean, if they do, they're going to be a surprise, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to spoil it.
Okay. We wouldn't want to get out of the way. But just know we're going to put on the show. We'll more than likely have a friend or two.
I know right now I feel like there's kind of been, I know I've personally seen a little bit of a resurgence of people starting collectives or bands a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I do feel like it's kind of like been a trend I've seen. What would be your advice to other collectives or bands about keeping the friendship? Because you guys are obviously like family.
Yeah.
But then you also still have to work together, which could sometimes be hard. What would be your advice?
Work through the differences. You feel me? Though we are all brothers, we're all families, we don't all think the same. We don't all have the same ideas. But we will hear each other out. We will take it into consideration. And if we don't agree with it, we'll probably try to express how we don't agree with it. In what ways, you know, but it's never a thing that can cause a divide. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you think how you feel, I think how I think, you feel me? We can find a common ground somewhere in there. So just focus on the community aspect of it. Like, you gotta build off each other. You gotta use each other. Some days you're not gonna have it. Some days you won't know. So it's good to have people around you that are either going through the same thing or been through the same thing and help you through it. So keep your ears open and your mind open as well.
Yeah, it's all about making sure that, you know, the same people that, you know, that you in it with, y'all keep that same core purpose and just love for each other. You know what I mean? Because things can, we going to have ups, we going to have downs. But through it all, I know that me and my guys, we always just chose each other. You know, it's like times get hard, but, you know, at the end of the day, we want to see each other succeed individually and together. So we always going to do what need to be done, whether it's have a hard talk or, you know what I'm saying, show up for you on the day that I'm just kind of like, I ain't really feeling it either. But, you know, it's you got to make sacrifices sometimes. You know, sacrifices got to be made. And most of them sacrifices, they for the success of what you're trying to do. So you got to get out your own way.
I think do you think it's important to also choose the right people? You guys are not only great artists, you guys are talented, but you guys are also good people. Because I will say, like, I enjoy being around all of you. There's not one of you I'm like, cool. Okay, does does Day Day have to come this time? You know, I'm not like, is he gonna be there? You know, I'm just kidding. Like everyone's amazing.
That's good. The whole team,
great vibes. If you're just tuning in right now, we're talking about John Walte. You know, Pivot Gang is gonna be there Friday, November 28th, over at Metro. Walt's drive to live out his dream while spreading positivity with his art is what inspired the start of John Walt Foundation, which is what the concert and the proceeds go to. And that supports the goal for inner city artists that work towards those same things, spreading positivity and their art. I know you guys do a few other things throughout the year with John Walt. I saw you guys just at Lollapalooza. What other types of things happen in the John Walt Foundation?
Well, we do. We last year we started this open mic series. So that was real dope. We was on the west side of Chicago in a little coffee shop. I can't remember the name right now.
I can't recall.
But we was out west with it though. We was in the hood. Yeah. We was in the community, and we had a great turnout. We let a lot of kids come in. They showed their talent, their skill sets. They came from all over Chicagoland area. So we just do things like that. Actually, yesterday we started another open mic series with a couple other organizations that are trying to do the same thing. And Fresh was the host for that yesterday.
Yeah, a lot of big organizations around the city, man. It was kind of unprecedented for Chicago and the open mic scene for us to do it at Harold Washington Lapierre yesterday.
Well, a lot of that started for us and a lot of other artists.
Exactly.
So we try to do whatever we can. But yeah, mostly a lot of workshops, open mics, you know, things like that. We got an apprenticeship where we just teach them the ins and outs of business and whatnot. Even like you spoke on the Lala thing. Leading up to that, we have a bunch of kids that come out and they get to see how Lala is set up and worked and whatnot. So like, we just try to give them experiences and cultivate those ideas with them.
Yeah, because now they learn how to do production, stage setup.
You know, giving them all the tools we can and some.
Yeah, even if they want to put together their own festival, now you see what it looks like to do it on a large scale.
Right.
But you could scale it down and still have something.
Yeah, it's also important, I think, as an artist to know all those different things.
Mm-hmm.
And those are, because the more skill sets you have, you know, we don't believe in starving artists out here. Okay,
you gotta eat.
And then also, you never know who you're going to meet. You could be setting up a stage. And who knows, you know, we all heard
lifelong opportunities.
Yeah, we've all heard these stories. What I really love about seeing the development of artists you guys work with is that sometimes it's all someone needs. It's just a little bit like, If they win, you know, that spot at Lala with you guys, sometimes that could be all they need to be like, I'm going to take this seriously, you know? Yeah. And so I think it's so important for you guys to be in the community. What song are you, just really quick, like, it doesn't have to be your favorite, but what song are you looking forward to performing, each of you, Mellow and Freshwater?
I'm looking forward, it's a new song. It's called Soft Serve. It's a Pivot record. I'm looking.
That's one of my favorite. We actually performed that
at Lala
and Millennium Park.
Yeah, we're at the Millennium Park too as well.
Yeah, with
Vocalo. So I'm looking to do that again. You know, Millennium Park was our first time, so like this is like our third, so like it'll be a little bit more crispy. So like
tight.
I'm looking forward to that.
I got a different one that I'm excited for. It's called Out West. You know what I mean? We got an Out West anthem for the whole city to shout out. You know, you could be from any side of the city. You could be from the burbs, but this is a Chicago anthem right here finna drop.
Low key, another sleeper. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know if this happening. You know what I'm saying? But
put it together.
I was on that Savin No ID joint. You know what I'm saying? We ain't did that one yet, little bro. So
they performed
like,
it live.
Maybe Walt Day is a good day to break that one out.
Westside Bound 4.
That's crazy.
At John Walt Day. Yeah, you might want to get your ticket today, man. Don't miss out.
Yeah, I'm about to buy. Yeah, no, that's all by No ID. It's crazy.
You got the coffee out too, so I'm looking to see him perform some of that too. I know you asked me my one, but I got like six songs.
No, I was figuring you guys would give a couple.
I'm trying to see Sab do the Tachi.
I've got to see a Tachi. Coffee. Yeah, that's
I'm trying to see that.
Started my dance.
I'm down for that.
I love that. And, you know, it's funny because, you of course, we get excited to see you perform. But it's funny, you guys get excited to see each other perform,
too. Oh,
yeah. Too.
I get to see Joe get out there and move.
The dance like, moves. I'm, yeah, I was going to say, I almost was not going to mention.
I still move every year. I ain't never told nobody that out loud, but I still Joe move every year. You feel me? I just compile.
The little, it's something with the hips.
It's
always,
definitely,
the,
it's all hips.
It's all, hips don't lie.
Hips, shoulders, and eyes. Yeah. That's yeah,
see, you got to start somewhere, and Joe got a great starting point for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm locked in. Don't worry.
Yeah, no, you guys need John Walt Foundation Joseph dance classes.
We gonna have to set that
next,
up.
Yeah,
we're gonna set that up. Yeah. You going roll?
I would go.
I see you.
I would go to that
getting
Zumba
busy the other day. Yeah.
We might see. We've been doing a lot of workshops.
I know a little 5, 6, 7, 8.
So
okay.
You know what I'm we might put together a Pivot Gang workshop where Joseph, you know what I'm saying?
Just teaching the swag.
Yeah, he conducted. He teaching the swag.
You're gonna see all the kids are gonna be moving yeah. like Joe.
We need that.
Hey, we gonna have a whole Midwest on that Joseph Chims.
Oh, you know, I stop in the middle.
Church. See, Mello a big picture thinker, man. You know, that's why he became part of Pivot. You know what I'm saying? He a big picture thinker.
You have to dream big.
I saw it unfold before it unfolded. You know, that's all.
Church.
I love that. I feel like you guys fully sold this event. Okay. So again, if you don't have nothing to do, or you could get out of the
even
house to
do
this.
Even if you do got something to do.
You ditch everyone else
like,
to be here.
Get us like 2-3 hours. It ain't too much. Yeah. Tell your granny we'll be back.
I know your cousin going to be in town. You know what I'm saying? For Thanksgiving. You know
bring
what I'm saying?
Bring them too. It's a family event.
Bring
it's all
everyone.
Ages.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, and it's a nice show time. Doors open at 6 p.m. Show is at 7.
You yes. feel me?
After you have no excuse.
You out of there by like 10
yeah,
at the latest.
Good. In bed
you
by 10:30.
If you won't. But if not, we outside.
By that time, you back in the house, you know, checking out all your Black Friday purchases.
Deals.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey.
Again, John Walt Day, Metro, Friday, November 28th. Freshwaters, Mello, thank you for coming
Church.
Through.
Hey, thanks for having
hey,
us.
I love
for
having
us,
you
Volcano.
Guys in. And, and we'll see you at John Walt Day.
See you at John
We're
Walt Day.
We're
going to
leave you
for
with
sure.
Aim.
Bye. Hey, hopping out the water like Aim. With my gang. Got that fire like Aim. With my gang.